Very good morning to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is the last day of our retreat. So it's the morning chanting. I will renew your five precepts. Then after that, you can have some sharing, then sitting. The sitting will be your last sitting. After that, you have breakfast. Then we will be doing the closing ceremony. Okay, turn to page 4 of your chanting book. Oh, the rest are not back yet. They need to renew their five precepts. Okay, maybe while waiting for them, we will do a little bit of reflection. Turn to page 16, chanting book. The five daily contemplation. I teach you how to contemplate. The Buddha said, every day if you are a cultivator, you must contemplate this five daily contemplation. It will help you a lot to understand the first noble truth, reality. Then the others also included 5, 6, 7, then 8. Then the last reflection is about law of karma. So now I go through with you. You all recite after me. Our body is of the nature to decay and grow old, for it has not gone beyond old age and decay. So you have to reflect, why did the Buddha say all this? Why did he say this body of ours is of the nature to decay and grow old? You know what is decay or not? Decay is like slowly deteriorating, like the flower. Initially, when it bud, it will grow flower until full blossom. Then, after that, it will decay. So our human body is the same. When you are born, you are like budding. Then after that, you grow up into a child. Then you grew up and become a adult. So all this, there is a phase where you grow. So after you grow, up to a certain age, you will start to plateau off. You won't grow anymore. We have the growth hormone no more. Then without the growth hormone, the cells will decay, like the flower, wither. Then finally, die. Then in between, if you got certain problem, it will have like disease and all those things. So the Buddha said, this body don't belong to you. And so you have to reflect, because it's only element, the four elements. The first element is, they call earth element, or in Pali is called Pathavi. Earth element means all the solid part inside your body. Then they got water element. Water element is apo in Pali. Water element are all your liquid, like your blood, your urine, your sweat, your bowel, whatever, the liquid part that has cohesion. Then you got the heat element that maintain your body temperature. That's why you can feel the warmth, 98.4. And that one in Pali is called Tejo. Then there is a wind element. The heartbeat, the pulse of life. Your whatever vibration within. This is the wind element. In Pali is called Vayu. So the Buddha said, to simplify understanding, our body consists of only these four elements. So when a human being dies, the first thing to go is the breath, anasana. Because the heartbeat, the breath is gone. So that one is wind element, Vayu. Then after that, what happened to the body? The body become cold, remember? Means the heat element will go. Then after that it will rot. It become like liquid. Then it will continue to deteriorate and decay until finally the earth element collapse, the water element also return to nature. So that's why our body go the way of nature. It will undergo this phase just like anything else. The plants, the flower, the building. When you start to build, it's like slowly, slowly it grew up. Then when you complete, it's like plateau. Then when you start to use, it will start to decay. You have wear and tear. Then you need to do maintenance, just like our body or our car and all those things. So when we understand that it goes the way of nature, this is nature's law, you cannot attach, you cannot cling, you cannot deludedly say, this is my body. Therefore, I'm worried about it getting old, getting sick, and one day die. If you do that, you will suffer. Because this body goes the way of nature, you cannot stop it from getting old, getting sick, and die. These are realities of life and existence. You contemplate so that you clearly understand this body, so that when you are sick, when you are like deteriorating because of old age, your senses are feeling you, your organs are feeling you, you tend to have more problems and sickness. You shouldn't complain, you should endure. And you need medical attention, you go for it. You need medical advice, you go for it. You only attend to it, like a car. You buy a car. If the car got problem, you don't go and worry about the car, understand? You just get a good mechanic to fix it. It's for you to use. So learn to use. So this reflection are very important. So we go to reflection number 2 and 3. The meaning is the same, except for different emphasis on the body. Now we read together. Our body is of the nature to be diseased. Or get sick, because it has not gone beyond disease and sicknesses. Similarly, this body of ours is of the nature to die. Of ours is of the nature to die, for it has not gone beyond death. So here you have to reflect and inquire, what is death? The Buddha is talking about the 5 aggregate of form and mind, understand not? Your true mind, your true nature is unborn, that's why it never died. So don't be deluded. So the part that die is the form and mind. Why human beings say it's die? Because the human form and mind, or this 5 aggregate of form and mind, or human being, these are conditions arising. It is impermanent because dependent on condition it arises. What are the conditions that give rise to the human birth? You must have a physical body, anasana. Then you must have this rebirth consciousness that is inside. Then you must have the third one, the karmic force. your karmic supportive karma. And when these three things are together, then this so-called human being, they will have life. It will animate like you exist, you are real. But what happens is any of the three conditions, when the body gets into problem, let's say the brain damage or spinal cord or vital organ fail, the heart stop, then the consciousness cannot stay inside. Then it has to separate. And when it separates, this human being cannot function as a human being. The other way is the human body is still functioning. No damage, nothing. But then the karmic force, the supportive karma, the life force, suddenly because of karma, destructive karma come. There is no more life force to pump your heart. In that case, again, this body, no heartbeat, the consciousness has to separate. So death is just the separation of consciousness from the form, the condition, no more for it to sustain. So there is no real death. And when you understand this, when you confront death, you don't have fear. You are who die? The form and mind separate and you call die. Actually, no one die. Nothing die. Everything is just a phenomenon, condition arising phenomenon. The only difference is our body lasts longer. So you are deluded by this. Because since birth until now, it has been with you. You have been using it. So you believe this is me, this is I. Because when you are born, they give you a name. They identify you. They give you a birth cert. Then when you grew up, you have that identity. Your identification enhances your self-delusion. So that's why it's very difficult for normal human being to break the self-delusion, sakayaditi. Then just now, one Kayaramita came and see me. She said she got a lot of this, what they call problem, because still a lot of negative thought and suffering. So I want to ask for forgiveness and apology. I say, don't worry, I already explained. Like the Sifu explained to you, you are not that form and mind. The form and mind do that is because there is ignorance, there is evil root, greed, hatred, and delusion. And greed, hatred, and delusion are conditioned arising emotion in the mind, it's not you. So don't be deluded by this thought. That's why most people have this fear, understand? Where they say, oh, I do something wrong, I must ask for forgiveness. But these are only for people who don't understand. Then psychological fear arises. But what is fear? Fear is again condition arising. So with the fear, it makes you unhappy, it makes you fearful, insecure, lack of peace. That's why the mind starts to worry. Or then you want to do this, you want to do that. If you don't break that delusion, it's very difficult for you to understand life. So what I told her is, you are beautiful inside. Your nature is the eternal life, unborn, never die. So if you know that there is the real nature inside, then why do you hold on to the thought and the form of mind and the human being? So when you understand this, your thought got no power over you. Understand not? It cannot trigger off fear, remorse, and all those things. Then you just do three things, like I always said. You look at the whiteboard, the fourth one. These are the four things when you go back after the retreat, you have to develop if you want to continue the cultivation and progress very well along the path of Dhamma. The fourth one, I really say, you must have faith in the Buddha Dhamma. Then you must be sincere that this is something you have understood, very important. You want to walk this way. Then you sincerely just cultivate. That's why the third one is perseverance. Perseverance means you just do. Don't allow the thought to come and create fear, worry, anxiety. Understand that? Then in order to do that, You need to understand the Dhamma. That's why you have to actually do the phase one of Dhamma, Pariyatti. So this part, Pariyatti, is under the first one. A very good religious routine, daily religious routine, is to actually develop the cultivation. Means every day, if you are able to, every morning, every night, and in between, you should meditate for a while, pay respect, triple gem, renew your precept, then read it, love and metta, then meditate. But in between, before you meditate, you have to learn the teaching. So all this is part and parcel of learning the teaching. So here you include learning the teaching, Pariyatti. This one is learning the teaching. Spend some time understanding the teaching. Now the handbook is there, the notes are there, the recording are there. So you listen, you will understand. Then you will know how to follow the advice of the Buddha, avoid all evil, do good, purify the mind. Then why you keep your precept? Then why you have to develop training of mind to be heedful, the daily mindfulness, starting from at home, like I explained, it's in the recording. Then you extend it to your driving, then extend it to your office, then daily life itself. If you do that, your mind will become heedful, mindful, ever mindful. Then your meditation will progress. Okay? Maybe this one also, number three, keep precept and learn the teaching. So, learn the teaching. Oh, Dhamma. Then this Pariyatti can be down here. So do not be deluded by the thought. Then after that we go to the fourth daily contemplation. Read it. We read together. All of our loved ones, wealth, properties, and other prized possession, etc., which we held on to so dearly, they were all one day separate from us, or we were separate from them when our breath stopped. So when you understand this, you should have wisdom while there is condition for them to exist, and you can own them because condition is still there for you to own. Then make use of it for the good of the many. Remember the second type of happiness. Understand? No? If you don't use it after your breath stop, it doesn't belong to you anymore. Understand? No? If you have a will, maybe you will go to inheritance. Sometimes forgotten in the bank, then goes to government reserve. So all this you have to understand. Then no matter how attached you are, whatever you think your loved one, your possession, your wealth, your antique, all those that you hold on to dearly, they were separate from you. So separation is a reality. Then separation also includes relationship failure. When you don't manage your life properly, there will be separation. from spouse leading to divorce, from boyfriend, girlfriend leading to relationship breakdown. Then sometime between brother, sister and honesty, where you didn't manage your life properly, your relationship with people, you are selfish, or you have a lot of negative tendency. You are very aggressive, very violent, very unreasonable. Then you are deluded and heedless. So relationship will break down. Then understand what is relationship. Relationship is a contract you enter to, especially marriage, where you really sincerely love each other. And when you sincerely love, there is no hate, no anger, all those things. Then when there is this, what they call sincerity, to commit to this relationship, it will lead you to trust. You have to trust each other because you are sincere in this relationship. Then when you trust, you understand you are not alone. You have to give and take. Many things you have to try to get consensus. Then you develop an understanding between the two, anasana. Like I always advise, if it's between children and parents, parents' duty is to provide for them. At times, sacrifice for them. Then, after that, you're supposed to only advise them, anasana, where they are alive, you let them live. Let them make their own decision. Let them be responsible for what they have decided. Likewise, your life, you don't want people to control you or put pressure on you. So likewise, you should respect your children. Then between spouse, if you want to resolve problem or issue, the best is have an understanding. Your money, you decide. Her money, she decide. Anasana. Then there is no controversy. Then her career, she decide. Your career, she decide. But because you are married, you can consult each other. But the ultimate decision go to the person who is involved. Anasana. And then there is harmony. Anasana. Otherwise, you try to dominate, control, and do all those things. Then whatever you do to your spouse, you control, put fear, everything. In future, you become the victim. You will have a marriage where the other party will do that to you. So always remember, have goodness, have kindness, not to do all these things. Then the relationship can be maintained. Then separation will not happen. But if you do it to people, you cause them suffering. So in future, when you come, you become the victim. People will divorce you. And you will get into a very, very traumatic situation. So all this on the fourth contemplation is for you to understand that everything is not what you think. It's condition arising. Doesn't belong to you. Even this body is condition arising. It will separate and cease. Like you said, dead. A dead man don't have identity. A dead person don't have identity. How can he own anything? That's why you have to understand. Like we always say, the Mandarin saying, when you are born into this world, you come with nothing. When you leave this world, you take along nothing. Physically, you cannot take along anything. Then in between, why you become miserable over nothing or emptiness? The Mandarin wording is much more meaningful. Is it? Lai ye kong, qi ye kong, namo si zu a, he bi ku ku wei kong liu lei na? In between, anasana. Because it's empty. So when you understand this, you will be wise. You will know how to use them for the good of the many. And this will become your inheritance. That's why don't be too selfish. Don't be too, what they call, insensitive. Try to have love. Try to feel for people. Try to have goodness, wholesomeness, help people. Whatever you can afford beyond what you have, use it for the good of the many. For your own comfort or betterment of life, for your loved one, provide for them. Then for those who have affinity with you or your relative, related, loved ones, even good friends. So all these are something that you can do when you have the means. Yeah. Okay, the last reflection is about karma. This one you have to really reflect so that you understand. This is the most important right view. We read together. Each and every one of us, including all living beings, we are all born of our karma. Heir to our karma. Conditioned and supported by our karma. And we are what we are because of our karma. This is the great law of karma. Since karma is so important, we must all take care of our karma. We are avoiding all evil. Do good. And purify our mind. To develop a very strong karmic nature that can help bring about the good life every time if we choose to come or have to come. Yeah, so this is a very important understanding. And this is the advice of the Buddha. How do you avoid all evil? You keep your precept. How do you do good? You develop the understanding of Noble Eightfold Path Factor, of right view leading to right thought, right speech, right action, and right livelihood or living. So all this is how you develop the daily contemplation. Then your religious routine, you include this. Then it reminds you. Then when you are confronted with the First Noble Truth reality, you know what to do. You are not afflicted anymore. Yes, you understand all this very clearly. Okay, now we can renew the five precepts for you. Turn to page 4. We will renew the five precepts. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Pānātipātā viramane sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Adinadana viramane sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Kāmesu micchācārā viramane sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Musāvādā viramane sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Sūrā mērayā majjhāpamādathāna viramane sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Okay, now I recite to you the significance of this five precepts. Imani pañca sikkhāpadāni sīlena sugantiñanti sīlena bhogasampadān sīlena nibbutiñanti tasma silaṃ visode. These are the five precepts. They are the source of happiness. They are the source of true spiritual wealth. They are the source of true happiness and peacefulness. Therefore, let precepts and virtue be purified. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then we pay respect to Tripajaka. Buddha Pujami. Dhamma Pujami. Sangha Pujami. I think you can have your meditation, huh? Today I think the breakfast is at 7:30 is the breakfast? 7:15. Oh, 7:30, yeah. Oh no, I changed it to 7:15. Oh, 7:30, yeah? Yeah, okay. You can meditate for 25 minutes. 7:30, I will ring the bell. Then we go down for breakfast. Okay. Then you only come back at 8:30, huh? Okay. Thank you.